Today, we're uncovering the top 7 pivotal moments in the reign of Juan Carlos I of Spain. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here, you'll learn 7 key facts about Juan Carlos I of Spain. Let's leap into the legacy of a leader who left a lasting mark. All right, let's dive in with fact number 1. Juan Carlos was Franco's designated successor, bypassing his father, who was considered too liberal. Franco chose Juan Carlos to ensure the continuation of his regime, but Juan Carlos later steered Spain towards democracy, defying expectations. Test question! Who did Franco bypass to appoint Juan Carlos as his successor? Correct answer: his father. Remember this, Franco's favor formed a future for Juan. Next up, fact number 2. He played a key role in Spain's transition to democracy after Franco's death in 1975. Juan Carlos collaborated with political leaders to dismantle Francoist structures and initiate democratic reforms, pivotal in Spain's modern history. Test question! What year marked the transition to democracy in Spain under Juan Carlos? Correct answer: 1975. Here's a memory aid. In 75, democracy came alive. Now let's move forward with fact number 3. Juan Carlos was instrumental in thwarting the 1981 military coup attempt. His decisive public address in military uniform reaffirmed democratic governance and stopped the coup in its tracks. Test question: what year did Juan Carlos play a key role in stopping a coup in Spain? Correct answer: 1981. Memory aid: in 81, Juan Carlos got it done. Let's keep it rolling with fact number 4. The 1978 Spanish Constitution re-established a constitutional monarchy. This document was crucial in redefining Spain's government structure and solidifying the monarchy's role. Test question: which document re-established Spain as a constitutional monarchy in 1978? Correct answer: Spanish Constitution. Memory aid: in 78, the monarchy's fate. On to fact number 5. He abdicated in 2014 in favor of his son, Felipe VI. This decision aimed to rejuvenate the monarchy and ensure a smooth transition, reflecting modern shifts in leadership. Test question: in what year did Juan Carlos abdicate the throne? Correct answer: 2014. Memory aid: in 2014, a new king was seen. Building off that idea, fact number 6. Since 2020, he has lived in self-imposed exile due to alleged financial misconduct. Allegations of financial impropriety overshadowed his legacy, marking a controversial chapter in his life. Test question: what year did Juan Carlos go into self-imposed exile? Correct answer: 2020. Memory aid: in 2020, the exile's plenty. Let's shift gears a bit to fact number 7. Juan Carlos married Princess Sofia of Greece and Denmark in 1962. This union strengthened the ties between the Spanish and Greek royal families, playing a crucial role in his reign. Test question: in what year did Juan Carlos marry Princess Sofia? Correct answer: 1962. Memory aid: in 62, the royal bond grew. All right, let's continue with a quick recap of all 7 facts. Fact 1. Who did Franco bypass to appoint Juan Carlos as his successor? Correct answer: his father. Fact 2. What year marked the transition to democracy in Spain under Juan Carlos? Correct answer: 1975. Fact 3. What year did Juan Carlos play a key role in stopping a coup in Spain? Correct answer: 1981. Fact 4. Which document re-established Spain as a constitutional monarchy in 1978? Correct answer: Spanish Constitution. Fact 5. In what year did Juan Carlos abdicate the throne? Correct answer: 2014. Fact 6. What year did Juan Carlos go into self-imposed exile? Correct answer: 2020. Fact 7. In what year did Juan Carlos marry Princess Sofia? Correct answer: 1962. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park.